Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing right now. Your little one gets upset when you pay attention to other children, and it can feel really challenging. Maybe it's at the playground when you're chatting with another parent, or during a playdate when you help another child, or perhaps with a new baby sibling. And I want you to know something really important right from the start. You are not alone in this, and your child is not being difficult. What's happening is actually something beautiful and completely normal. Let me share what the magic book has taught me about this. When your 2 or 3 year old gets upset seeing you with other kids, they're showing you something wonderful. They're showing you that they love you deeply, that they feel safe with you, and that they're learning one of life's most challenging lessons, sharing the people they love most. This isn't a problem to fix. This is development unfolding exactly as it should. Here's what the research tells us, and I find this so fascinating. Dr. Nina Howe and her colleagues at Concordia University have studied this for years, and they discovered that sibling relationships, and really any situation where children navigate sharing parental attention, provide opportunities to learn how to manage disagreements and regulate both positive and negative emotions in socially acceptable ways. Isn't that amazing? Your child isn't being jealous in a negative way. They're actually in a critical learning phase about emotional regulation and empathy. The 0-3 organization, which studies early childhood development, emphasizes something I think is so important. 2-year-olds are capable of empathy and understanding the feelings of others, even as they're struggling with these big feelings of jealousy. They're developing more advanced social play skills, including sharing and turn-taking, during this exact period. So what looks like your child being possessive of your attention is actually them working through one of the most complex emotional challenges humans face. And here's something the Child Mind Institute points out that I think will really resonate with you. Jealousy in young children when parents pay attention to others is a normal developmental response. It's not manipulation, it's not bad behavior, it's your child's attachment system working exactly as nature designed it. They're saying, you're my safe person, you're my whole world, and I'm not sure yet how to share you. That's not a flaw, that's love. So what can we do to help our little ones through this? The research gives us such beautiful guidance here. First, validation is everything. When your child gets upset, get down to their level and acknowledge what they're feeling. You might say something like, I see you're feeling upset that I'm talking to my friend. It's hard to wait for my attention, isn't it? That simple acknowledgement helps them feel seen and understood. Second, the research from Concordia University shows us that when parents respond with gentle guidance rather than harsh discipline, children develop better conflict resolution skills and stronger relationships. So instead of saying, "Don't be jealous or you need to share me," we can say, I understand you want my attention right now. I'm going to finish talking with my friend, and then we'll have special time together. This teaches them that their feelings are valid and that they can manage waiting. Third, consistent routines and one-on-one time help children feel secure. The Child Mind Institute found that when children know they have dedicated time with their parent, they handle sharing attention much better. Maybe it's a special bedtime routine, or morning cuddles, or a weekly park date. When they know that time is coming, they can be more flexible in the moment. And here's something the magic book showed me that I think is so powerful. We can help our children understand that sharing doesn't mean less love. Just like Sweet Bear in one of our stories discovers that sharing his honey with forest friends makes everything taste even sweeter, our children can learn that sharing our attention can actually create more joy, not less. Speaking of Sweet Bear, let me tell you about this beautiful story we have in the Book of Inara. It's called Sweet Bear Shares His Honey, and it's perfect for this age. In the story, a gentle bear discovers that sharing sweet honey with forest friends makes everything taste even sweeter. It's such a tender way to introduce the concept that sharing can be joyful rather than threatening. When Sweet Bear realizes that his happiness actually grows when he shares, children watching or listening start to understand that sharing doesn't mean losing something precious. It means creating more connection and more happiness. After you read or listened to this story with your child, you can talk about how Sweet Bear felt happy when he shared, just like how we can feel happy when we share time with others. You might say, remember how Sweet Bear's honey tasted even sweeter when he shared it? When we share our time with friends, it can make our hearts feel even fuller. This helps normalize the idea that sharing attention doesn't mean less love. Now, I want to be really honest with you about something. This phase can feel long when you're in it. There will be days when you're exhausted and your child melts down because you smiled at another child at the grocery store. And on those days, I want you to remember this. Every single time your child experiences this feeling and you respond with patience and validation, you're building their emotional regulation skills. You're teaching them that big feelings are manageable, that they're not alone, and that love doesn't run out. The research is so clear on this. Children whose parents use gentle mediation strategies, who validate feelings while maintaining boundaries, develop significantly better emotional regulation skills. Your patience right now is literally shaping your child's brain, helping them build the neural pathways for empathy, emotional control, and healthy relationships. And here's something else the magic book taught me. This jealousy phase, it's temporary. As your child's brain develops, as they gain more language to express their feelings, as they experience more situations where sharing your attention leads to positive outcomes, this will ease. You're not going to be managing this forever. You're walking alongside your child through a normal developmental phase, and every day, they're learning and growing. So what do you do today, right now, if you're in the thick of this? First, take a deep breath and remind yourself that your child's jealousy is actually a sign of healthy attachment. Second, validate their feelings without giving in to every demand. Third, create predictable one-on-one time so they feel secure. Fourth, model sharing and generosity in your own life. And fifth, use stories like Sweet Bear shares his honey to gently introduce the idea that sharing can be beautiful. You know what I love most about this journey? You're not just helping your child learn to share your attention. You're teaching them about empathy, about emotional regulation, about the fact that love multiplies rather than divides. These are lessons that will serve them for their entire lives. Every playdate where they struggle, every moment with a sibling where they feel jealous, every time you help another child and they have to wait, they're building skills that will help them in friendships, in school, in future relationships, in every area of life. The Magic Book and I are here for you through all of this. We have stories that help, we have wisdom to share, and most importantly, we see you. We see how hard you're working, how much you love your child, and how beautifully you're guiding them through this challenging phase. So keep going, wonderful parent. Keep validating those big feelings. Keep setting gentle boundaries. Keep showing your child that love is infinite and that sharing creates more connection, not less. You're doing something truly important here. You're raising a human who will know how to love, how to share, how to navigate complex emotions with grace. Sweet dreams and warm starlight to you and your little one. Until our next time together, remember, the Magic Book and I are always here, cheering you on. With love and cosmic wonder, Inara.